Hello and welcome to today's daily card reading. Today I'm reading from the Moonology Messages Oracle deck, and I have Moon Called. The Moon Called, not for you earlier. Meant to be. Some things are just meant to be, and it seems as though that might apply to whatever you're asking about here. That doesn't mean you can just sit around doing very little or nothing and expect everything to fall into your lap. We're all constantly creating our lives, so you need to do whatever is necessary to steer this situation in the direction in which you want it to go. But move forward in the acknowledgement that you're on the right track, or this card wouldn't have come up. The situation has meant to be written all over it. Trust that and go with it. What's happening is good and right for you and your soul's development at this point. So keep moving forward towards whatever you want. Tuning into the lunar cycle can only help. So go for it during the waxing cycle, new moon to full, and release your grip and attachment during the waning cycle, full moon to new. Additional meanings for this card. This is part of your soul's journey. Follow your feelings. Create the reality you're dreaming of. Celestial realms are on your side. The answer is yes. So about the symbol, as much as the idea of destiny is a lovely one, it's becoming clear that we create our own reality. How freeing and empowering is that? It is true. You do, some things in life are just meant to be, and you'll know that when to let go, because you'll have a sense of freedom in your body once you have fully gotten over something or left something behind. It's like your last day of work. If you hate your job, that feeling of relief and sigh is just like, oh, God. So it's kind of like that. Or if you have been waiting for something in the post, and like, I don't know, a pair of an Xbox, I don't know, whatever, and you receive it and it's been taken ages, you're like, oh, finally. So that sense of relief is what you're looking for. So sometimes when we let go of things, that it may have been meant to be that way, so some things are given to us as lessons. Now, I was thinking earlier today about keeping a note of things. What is it called? Keeping score. And in a relationship sense, some relationships are not just like you and your partner. It can be relationships with your friends or your work colleagues. Now, if you have certain relationships that take more from you than they give, then when you call that person out, they might say to you something like, are you keeping score? And then you'll feel bad because, yes, you are, but you don't want to feel like you are. Truth is, if you are constantly giving and never receiving, then, yes, you are more well within your rights to be keeping score, because it's a bit like if you gave me £10. And then 2 weeks later, I say, can I have another £10? And then another few weeks later, I say, can I have another £10? And then I say, oh, I'll give it back to you later. And then I ask for another £10. And I was like, God, why do you keep asking me for £10? Are you ever going to give this back to me? You'd be keeping score, right? After the first few times, it's just like, wait a minute, why am I always giving to this person? And that's the same with favors or help for a person. And if they are never really thinking about, oh, maybe I should do something nice for you, but yet they're quite willing to do something nice for someone else, you should have that feeling of regret or hurt. You should feel like, not like crap, because you are a good person, but that this person has now not noticed that you are being taken advantage of. And when you call them up on it, they will say to you, are you keeping score? You're like, well, if you reciprocated, like I gave you £10, you give me one back, da, 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 da. Then after a while, it just kind of gets lost in translation. And we know that we played ping pong like this, you, me, you, me, you, me. But if it's always one-sided, then there is nothing wrong with keeping score. And then if that person feels bad towards you, realistically, they're not really feeling bad towards you. They're feeling bad towards themselves because they're not giving you anything. And they may take that out on you, thinking you're the stronger person. And realistically, all you need is just some sort of recognition for what you have now given or repeatedly given to them. Well, where this meant to be card sort of falls into place in all of what I'm saying is that if somebody does call you up on that, being like, are you keeping score? You'll know then that some things were just meant to be, that they're just never going to give you anything back in return. And you shouldn't be okay with this, but you should that realize that now it's time to build up that boundary and that border and keep your distance away from this person, or not to give them any more than what they are willing to give. And if they are not, if they sort of walk away with their back up against you, then that is on them and not on you, because you were a good person. But if you continually give afterwards, then that is then on you, and that was not meant to be, although you're trying to make it to be, because hopefully one day they will reciprocate. And will you feel that sigh of relief? Will they give you as much as you have given to them? Maybe, maybe not. But that's a Russian roulette of your life and how you choose to live it. Anyway, I'll be back tomorrow with another card. Bye.